very much, Chair, and I'd like to join my colleagues in welcoming the high-level delegation from New Zealand. We do commend the State Party for the progress it has made in women's education attainment, including initiatives aimed at inclusive quality education for learners with disability, mandatory requirements for written child protection policy in schools, endorsing the Safe Schools Declaration, and incorporating it in its policy framework, and of course establishing teen pregnancy units, but also providing barrier boarding allowance and transport assistance funding for Maori medium schools. We also commend the State Party. On the website of the Ministry of Education, there is reference to the CEDAW Convention, and it says the implementing the CEDAW Convention provisions in relation to education means providing specialist teachers for children with particular education needs, ensuring access to good quality Braille, New Zealand Sign Language, and other communication assistance, Indigenous children having access to education in their own culture and language, subsidized transport for rural children to get to school, an additional benefit to attract quality teachers in isolated schools. In the same line, the Ministry of Education website does acknowledge that the State Party continues to face challenges of ensuring that all children and young people receive an education that's appropriate to their needs, interests, and aspirations. High-level delegation, my questions are, the Disabled Person Assembly of New Zealand highlights statistics that show that 34% of disabled women have no education qualification compared to only 15% of their non-disabled women counterparts. They also report a reduction of speech language therapists and teacher aides available for disabled students. What is the State Party's reaction to these statistics, and how does the State Party hope to urgently remedy the education barriers faced by the female students with disability and the shortage of speech language therapists and teacher aides? Credible reports also do show that female students, especially those from Indigenous and Pewa communities, lack access to free internet and adequate equipment to facilitate online learning. What concrete action is the government taking to increase and expand free and reliable internet connectivity and equipment to facilitate online learning to schools and families, especially the poor and Indigenous women? Your Excellencies, amidst the mandatory requirement for written child protection policy in every school, credible reports do show that there are continued incidents of bullying, discrimination, abuse, and violence, especially to those children with disability and those from migrant communities and Indigenous. What concrete actions is the State Party taking to strongly implement laws and policies to end impunity for bullying, harassment, discrimination, and online violence in schools, and ensure strong protection of female students, including Maori, Pacifica, and those with disabilities and intersex? Reports also indicate that the government recently cut funding to, please forgive my pronunciation, to Kaora Kaako, a healthy school lunch program that reportedly covered 60% of children experiencing material hardships and 67% of those experiencing severe maternal hardship. The funding for the scheme, which reaches about 235,000 children, was cut by US$107 million at the start of 2024. What steps is the State Party taking to guarantee that all female students do not go hungry and have sufficient, essential, and nutritious free school meals? Does the State Party intend to revive funding to facilitate the healthy school lunch program? And lastly, Your Excellencies, despite the provision of transport assistance funding for Maori medium schools, there are credible reports that show that Indigenous children, both those living in and outside the Indigenous communities, continue to frequently face additional barriers to distance learning alternatives. What concrete action is the State Party undertaking to address the distance learning barriers? And what steps is the State Party also taking to facilitate the teaching of Pacific and Indigenous languages in schools alongside English and French? Thank you.